You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Kalamazoo artist Mary Wang grew up in the scenic Three Gorges region of China, where the Yangtze River winds through the mountains of Hubei province. Wang says her hometown didn't have clothing stores, so her parents would hire someone to come to their house to make an entire year's worth of clothes for the whole family. Wang says she loved watching the seamstresses work.
I love to look at them, how they draw the line and then cut and the piece by piece the fabric and then finally come up from the very nice dress.
She loved it so much that at the age of 12, she decided to make a dress of her own. But she didn't want the drab gray, blue, and soldier green fabric of the time, so she grabbed a blanket out of her mom's drawer, without permission.
And she just surprised, wow, you make such a beautiful dress. You know, she totally forget it. I grabbed her very, very nice fabric to use that. She never said that any words about that. Just encouraged me, says, oh, you should learn something when you're growing up in the future.
And though she never went into sewing, that moment encouraged her to pursue other arts. At today's Kalamazoo Art Hop, her work will be on display in a series called East Meet West. It'll feature Wang's traditional Chinese detail paintings, as well as her 3D paper tolls. Paper tolls use layers of paper to make pop-up book-like pictures. After graduating with a degree in international accounting from a university in Beijing, Wang moved to Los Angeles for work in 1997. There she met her now husband at their church. And in 2000, her husband's job as a pastor took them to Kalamazoo. In that same year, the city of Kalamazoo chose her 3D paper toll as a gift to Kalamazoo's sister city, Numazu, Japan. It was of an eagle with a passage from the Bible written in Chinese lettering.
Because the eagle is a symbol of American, and this kind of art is come from Eastern. So I think maybe they want to show their friendship.
Wang says making the paper tolls actually inspired her to paint traditional Chinese detail paintings, characterized by thin, precise lines and light, airy colors.
I want to make my own painting to the 3Ds. I don't want to all use the others. So that's why this makes me to learn the Chinese painting.
Wang says she never had the opportunity to go to art school. Art classes were expensive, and after the Chinese Cultural Revolution in the 1960s, artistic expression wasn't encouraged.
The government not allowed you to do that because the arts has to serve their main purpose.
Though she took a few art classes in the United States, Wang says she mostly had to learn from experience. But she says it's that kind of passion that makes you an artist.
I enjoy all the things I can use my hands to create out because I know that that thing is special. It's not you can purchase it, you know. It's unique. It's you make it.
You can see Mary Wang's art at the Consumers Credit Union on the Kalamazoo Mall during today's Art Hop. For more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.